hey, Joe Casaboni here, and I'm just letting you know that How I Built It is now Streamlined Solopreneur. So if you're seeing new artwork and a new name in your podcast player, that is expected and by design. The new name better reflects the mission and really what has been the mission of this show for the last few years, and I'm really excited about it. All the links in the show notes and howibuilt.it will still work, but the show also has a new home over at streamlined.fm if you want to check it out. Thanks so much for listening.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to How I Built Bits, a clip show that surfaces some of the best advice from nearly 300 interviews of How I Built It in 15 minutes or less. The clock's ticking, so let's dive into this clip from Carrie Dills on building your own community as well as doing your own development work. But first, a word from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by WP Wallet. Do you manage websites for clients? Do you feel on the hook for the cost of premium plugins? WP Wallet fixes that. WP Wallet is a free, simple, intelligent tool that helps WordPress professionals like you manage all your license keys and invoices for all your sites and clients. Sign up for a free account, connect a website, and WP Wallet automatically scans that site for plugins and marks the premium ones, even adding prices. No more making the decision of buying the plugin yourself or talking your client through the purchase process. WP Wallet gives you the best of both worlds. As someone who's managed multiple WordPress sites with premium plugins, this tool is a lifesaver. It will even allow you to send recurring invoices to your clients that can be paid on the spot. Never forget a renewal, lose a license key, or miss out on a reimbursement again. Join WP Wallet for free at wpwallet.com/joe.
Since the podcast is live and people ask questions, like people sort of get to, you get to know people's names just because I'm either mentioning them on the air, like, hey, Jackie has a question, or you're seeing their tweets go by. So I wanted this idea of community to extend beyond just that 1 hour a week. So I created a membership website where folks could join up and interact with each other and really talk about whatever they wanted to talk about, be it, you know, business or particular tools they were finding helpful and their work. And I originally opened it as a closed community, or rather a paid community. And that did not get as much traction as I had hoped. So I guess a few weeks ago, I took the payment down, and now it's free for anyone to join. And I think it's grown about 80% in membership in that time. So that certainly tells me that was the right move to go that direction. But yeah, I love bringing smart people together, and that community seemed a way to facilitate that and do something beyond just the podcast.
Nice. And so when you were building out this community, did you do any research, or was it just kind of like, there are people online, I want to bring them together, I'm just going to build something and see if it works?
Yeah, the latter was my approach. I mean, I can't be bothered with reading the instructions or doing research. Being a technician, I just went and built it. And so now, from there, kind of trying to figure out what needs to, what could be added on or what could be removed. I remember I was having a conversation with Remkes DeVries, and he's a BuddyPress and BBPress guy. And so I was asking him for some help with the site, because that's what it's built on. And I was asking him about all these different features, and he was like, back up, like, stop with all the features. Like, you don't need to build Facebook overnight. Just, get the very basics up and running, and then see how your community reacts and what they're asking you for. And then if they're asking for features, add features, but you don't have to build the entire thing up front. So that was, his advice was actually quite helpful. It got me to push the publish button and back off of the development.
Nice. Gets you to like an MVP, right? A minimum viable product. And
exactly.
I mean, we both build stuff, so I know exactly what you're talking about. I'm halfway through coding something, and I'm like, I could add this too. And then, it's we scope creep ourselves, right? So
yeah, we get mad at our clients for doing it, but really we're our own worst enemies when it comes to scope creep.
Absolutely. Well, that's great. So you talked to Remkes. Are there, you know, I've found recently that talking to people help a lot. You know, Corey Miller was somebody who was very helpful. Sean Hesketh and Brian Richards are both people who are very helpful. And are there other people that you talk to like regularly about this stuff?
Absolutely. My probably number one go-to is Diane Kinney. We do a lot of pretty much daily going back and forth on Skype, and her background is different enough from mine that she brings a really interesting perspective that and sees things that I wouldn't necessarily or typically see. So she's been a really great one to kind of collaborate with and push me to think about making some changes in the way that I'm presenting the information, and hopefully to grow the audience is really where we're at for this next season. So she's got some great marketing background. So I'm hoping that she can bring that out and help assist her.
Basically all of my guests so far have mentioned that they're part of a mastermind group. So I think I want this podcast to be like a massive public mastermind group, awesome. Right? So, yeah. And it's working out so far.
Well, thank
so,
you. You got some great guests.
Yeah. I'm really lucky that people are willing to, I don't know if it's just like, you know, my New York Italian charm or what, but people are very willing to share, and I'm grateful for it. And hopefully the listeners are also grateful for it.
So. It's your charm.
Thanks.
It's definitely the charm.
So yay, you're a developer. You put together this community. I would love to know how you built the office hours, just like the whole site in general, right? Because you're doing podcasting, you have the community aspect and other stuff. So what tools did you use? How much custom code was part of it?
Sure. So the membership site is a completely separate website from the podcast, or it's on a subdomain for the podcast. And it's built with BuddyPress and BBPress taking care of the forums and social components. And then I'm using WooCommerce and WooCommerce subscriptions to sell the membership portion of it. Of course, now I don't need to sell the membership portion of it. So I might have set up more than I initially needed to, but it's in place there at any rate. And part of this gets long and winding, but you're a developer, so maybe you can appreciate it. But why I chose or went with WooCommerce, I liked that it had that subscription and membership capability, the ability to, you know, charge people on a recurring basis. And then I also wanted to be able to sell some physical goods like t-shirts or other kind of podcast swag, you know, for when Office Hours FM goes street and everybody's wearing a cap.
I would buy a cap.
Shoot. Okay. Well, I got to make a cap. That's on my writing that down on my list.
Nice.
So I researched various print fulfillment shops, basically where all you had to do was upload your design and pick, you know, whatever product you wanted to put it on. And then they would actually do on-demand printing and ship it to people, which is great. And of course they take a huge chunk of your margin for doing that. But then, you know, I don't have to carry inventory or mess with shipping or any of that. So I researched various companies and ended up using one called Printful. And Printful already had an integration with WooCommerce. And that was, you know, that's saving a lot of steps. I don't have to, you know, custom rig that one. So it ended up being then a combination of Printful, WooCommerce, membership, subscription, and then BuddyPress and BBPress on the back end. And then the theme, so that's just the works. The theme I really struggled with because I love building themes. And I was like, sure, of course I'm going to build my own theme. And then I started getting into like, how do you actually style all of these components? Because, oh my gosh, BBPress is actually not too bad, but BuddyPress has so many views. Like the idea of styling all of that got fairly overwhelming. Like I was actually kind of knee deep in theming it before I was like, oh my gosh, I'm just really tired of this. So I ended up buying a third-party theme. It was a shop I hadn't heard of. but they had a theme that was out of the box styled to work with both WooCommerce and BuddyPress, BBPress. So, wow. Yeah. So that's the one I picked. And still, I don't really love it. And I've thought, okay, maybe I need to go back and finish the theme. And that time investment could be worth it because then I could sell that theme. But this is, it's again, it's like scope creep because then I started writing it like I was going to do a public release of the code. Like, mm-hmm. Slow down. Again, we're just trying to get an MVP out the door here. So as it still stands, it's with a pre-made theme with just a couple of mods. But I don't know, one day I may pick up the torch and try to finish out a custom theme.
All right, that's it for this bit. If you liked it, be sure to subscribe to How I Built It and join the mailing list to get more bite-sized advice for creators and small business owners. You can do both of those things at howibuilt.it/subscribe. I'm Joe Casabona, and until next time, get out there and build something.